Pacific Coast League game featuring the Reno Aces, AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, your Salt Lake Bees. Tuesday, September 20th is the final Swiss Family Night of the season. Get four tickets for $20, and regular hot dogs and fountain drinks are 50% off. Compliments of Smith's. The last Cypress Credit Union Dollar Dog Night of the season is scheduled for Wednesday, September 21st. Come out and enjoy Bees baseball and a dollar hot dog compliments of Cypress Credit Union. Tonight is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3. Grab a cold one and remember, this bug's for you. Tough. Calling all kids, the Bees Kids Club invites kids 12 and under to come onto the field and run the races after every Saturday night home game. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about upcoming games, promotions, theme nights, as well as the latest team and player news. slbees.com, your home for Bees baseball. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind the home plate, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality, officially licensed sports merchandise, only at the Bees Team Store. Visit the Bohemian Brewery Bullpen located in the left field corner at Smith's Ballpark. In the mobile bullpen, you'll find unique food and drink options, including pretzel bun brats, as well as Bohemian Brewery Bees Brews. Bohemian Brewery, proud sponsor of your Salt Lake Bees. Join us for Gold Gold Night on Friday, September 23rd, as we unite as a community to do all of our to strike out childhood cancer. Visit thehuntsman.org/GoGold and donate to Childhood Cancer Research. Huntsman Cancer Institute's mission is to understand cancer from its beginnings, to use that knowledge in the creation and improvement of cancer treatments, to relieve the suffering of cancer patients, and to provide education about cancer risk, prevention, and care. Through your generous donations, you advance the work of Huntsman Cancer Institute. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abusive language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, live or on demand. Top prospects and rising stars give it all they've got on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Hey, minor league baseball fans, it's time for the Striker Challenge. What is the largest joint in the human body? Stomp your feet if it's the hip. Clap your hands.
Thank you.
fans, it's time to introduce your Field of Dreams team, brought to you by Smith's. Please welcome these on-field master of ceremonies tonight, Mr. Brecken Johnson.
All right, thank you so much for coming down here tonight with the Terminators. Your Field of Dreams team here this evening. They are the U-SSSA champions. Let's meet the Terminators. Beginning with the catcher, number one, Tay Wilfer. Also Irish, number three, Avery England. In the circle, number 35, Leandra Bailey. Left fielder, number 5, Phoenix Hudson.
Take me out to the ballpark. Take me out with the crowd. Bunny, some peanuts, and Cracker Jack.
Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirutti.
Good evening, everybody, from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach Beirutti, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, take on the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. It's game three of this series, and we're so glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network. These teams have split the first two games. Reno surging late on Tuesday in the series opener after a rugged travel day. The Aces scored 5 runs in the 8th inning to overcome a deficit and defeat Salt Lake 9-6. Last night, not much in the way of offense, you could say, for both teams. The Bees really had one big swing as part of a 4-1 win, and the Aces one run came on a Jordan Luplo homer, so really no sustained offense last night for the Aces. As we take it back to last night's contest, it was the Bees getting on the board first, and it was the third inning where Mickey Moniak hit the 3-run homer that gave Salt Lake a 3-0 lead and was the centerpiece of their win. It came with 2 outs off of Jeff Bain, who started a bullpen effort for the Aces yesterday. Bain went 2 2/3. He gave up 3 runs all earned on 5 hits, no walks, and 4 strikeouts. The Aces would get a run in the 5th inning, the top of the 5th, their only run of the game with 2 outs and the bases empty. Jordan Luplo, his 5th home run in 7 games in an Aces uniform, and Luplo's home run would make it 3-1, but the Bees would get that run right back in the bottom of the 5th inning. A leadoff single by Jake Palamaki, who had another big night, going 2-for-3 and reaching base 4 of the 5 times that he came up. And Palamaki would score on a 2-out RBI triple by Michael Stefanik, and that gave the Bees a 4-1 lead. And, of course, that would go on to be the final score. The Aces would make a little push in the 8th inning. They did get the tying run to the plate. They had 2 on with 1 out in the 8th. But Buddy Kennedy struck out facing Gerardo Reyes, and then Kyle Bearclaw came in to face Dominic Canzone, who he got to pop out to third to end the inning. And the Aces would get a leadoff single in the 9th inning from Dominic Maroglio, but they were never able to get another man on, so they never got the tying run to the plate. And Nash Walters, in his Salt Lake debut, notched the save as the Bees went on to a 4-1 win last night here at Smith's Ballpark. Our final totals last night, the Bees 4 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors, they left 10 stranded. The Aces 1 run, 7 hits, no errors, they left 9. The winning pitcher, Adam Semenaris, now 2-3. The losing pitcher, Jeff Bain, now 1-2. And Nash Walters, as I mentioned, his Salt Lake debut, he notched his first save in a game that took 2 hours and 29 minutes. The paid attendance was 4,038, 4038 here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. By the way, if you were with us last night, there was a questionable scoring decision in the 9th inning on a ball put in play by Dominic Maroglio. Originally, We saw it go up as a hit on the board. Come to find out, after the final out, they had changed it to an error. But then upon further review, they changed it back to a hit. So if you were with us at the end of last night's game and were left in suspense about Maroglio's hit slash error, it was a leadoff single at long last. They did decide that Maroglio should have a hit on that. So the Aces did have 7 hits in the game last night, and Maroglio did have 1 hit and came in the 9th inning. Turning the page to tonight's contest, it'll be Jake Lee on the mound for Salt Lake. The Aces have seen Lee one other time. He's making his 6th appearance with the Bees, and the Aces saw him on August the 18th at Greater Nevada Field. He went 2 2/3 perfect innings while striking out 2. And he'll be opposed by Trey Jameson, and Jameson for the Aces is 5-11 with a 6.69 ERA. And Jameson seeing the Bees for a 5th time. Jameson, his first time out versus Salt Lake, dominated. Had 8 strikeouts, gave up 1 run on 3 hits in 6 innings. His most recent time facing them on August the 21st, he went 7 innings and was dominant again. He gave up 1 run on 3 hits. Jameson is 3-1 versus Salt Lake, and he's had 1 tough outing versus the Bees, and it was at Greater Nevada Field on August 16th. He went 5 innings. He gave up 6 runs on 11 hits. So Jameson hoping that he can look the way he did on August 21st versus Salt Lake in that same series where he went 7 and gave up just 1 run on 3 hits. The Bees have taken the field, so let's turn it over now to the public address for tonight's national anthem.
And now, please stand as we march to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, which will be performed this evening by Kevin and Joel of Afterglow.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Ladies and gentlemen, Afterglow, with our national anthem.
A wonderful rendition of our national anthem tonight from Smith's Ballpark in beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. The best view in sports here at Smith's Ballpark with the Wasatch Mountains gleaming off in the distance. Zach Bay, really glad to have you with us for Aces Baseball on the radio. The Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And these teams jousting for the lead in this series after splitting the first 2 games. The starting lineups, and we'll start with the visiting Aces, as posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Reno comes in with a record of 73-58, tied for the best in the Coast League with Oklahoma City. Leading off, the second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron, batting second, playing center field, Dominic Fletcher hitting third, the right fielder, Jordan Luplo. Cleanup batter, designated hitter, Seth Beer, hitting fifth, the first baseman, Leandro Cedeno. Batting sixth in left field, Dominic Canzone, and rounding out the order for Reno, batting seventh, third baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Hitting eighth, the catcher, Jose Herrera, and batting ninth, the shortstop, Cole Tucker. Again, for the Aces, Cintron at second, Fletcher in center, Luplo in right. Beer the DH, Cedeno at first, Canzone in left. Kennedy at third, Herrera the catcher, and Tucker the shortstop. The starting nine for the Salt Lake Bees, as posted by their manager, Lou Marson. The Bees come in 61-70, leading off the shortstop, Jake Palamaki. Batting second, first baseman, Keen Wong. Hitting third, left fielder, Dylan Thomas. The cleanup batter, second baseman, Michael Stefanik. Hitting fifth and right field, Orlando Martinez. Batting sixth in center field, Monte Harrison. And rounding out the order for the Bees, batting seventh, the third baseman, Jose Gomez. Hitting eighth, the designated hitter, Torrey Hunter Jr. Batting ninth and catching, Anthony Mulrine. Again for the Bees, Palamaki at short, Wong at first, Thomas in left, Stefanik at second, Martinez in right, Harrison in center, Gomez at third, Hunter the DH, and Mulrine the catcher. The first pitch of our ballgame is in for a called strike at 6:36 p.m. Mountain Time. The game time temperature is 93 degrees. That's swung on in line towards short. Gloved neatly by the shortstop, Palamaki, who throws to first. And in time to get Giancarlo Cintron. And a dazzling play opens our ballgame. What glove work by Palamaki, who's a wizard over there. Palamaki had that ball hopped to him glove side. He slid down kind of on his knees and olayed it off to his glove side to his left. He picked it brilliantly and then had plenty of time to throw to first. And dazzling defense opens tonight's game here in Salt Lake. With one away, Dominic Fletcher in from the left side. The center fielder, Monte Harrison, towards left, and Fletcher takes low, ball one. The Bees defensively, the outfield left to right, Dylan Thomas, Monte Harrison, Orlando Martinez. Third to first on the infield, Jose Gomez, Jake Palamaki, Michael Stefanik, and Keen Wong. Anthony Mulrine behind the plate, and he receives a called strike from Jake Lee, and it's 1-1. To the left-handed hitting Fletcher, and a pitch. And it's going to be a check swing, and he went around. That was a high fastball, and Fletcher just kind of contorted his body and at the same time put the bat through the zone. One ball and two strikes. The Bees wearing their home white pants, black tops today. SL, interlocking black letters outlined in gold on the left front of the jersey. A gold number on the right front of the jersey and a gold number trimmed in white on the back of the black jersey as that pitches off the outside. And a count even at 2-2. The Bees wearing their black caps with their primary logo, the Salt Lake Bee out front. And the 2-2 pitch is swung on and looped toward the left field line. This is going to get down by inches, and be fair, it's going to be taken in foul territory by Dylan Thomas. Actually, it won't be because it gets tied up in the Aces bullpen. So that'll be a ground rule double. It wound up underneath the bench in the Aces bullpen. So Dylan Thomas never was able to retrieve it. The ball gets trapped, and they call it a ground rule double for Dominic Fletcher, who has the first hit of the game. Little looper to the left field line, and it was fair again by inches. And now Jordan Luplo. The Aces wearing their traveling gray pants are wearing red tops, Reno written in white cursive script across the chest, a blue number trimmed in white on the lower left front of the jersey, and a white number on the back of the red jersey. And the Aces have their blue cap, the red bill, the white letter R in the front of the ball cap with the red diamond inside. So Luplo in from the right side, the outfield straight away, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Slider down and away. And it's nothing in one to Luplo, who homered again yesterday. Luplo's fifth home run in seven games after being sent to Reno by the Diamondbacks after being optioned. Three to the left of second, and a pitch coming, and Luplo swings and shoots one hard but foul wide of third. And it's nothing in two. Shadows covering the infield, and the bank of shadows extending pretty well out into right field and right center. Left field is mostly in sun. All three outfielders at the moment are standing in bright sunshine. No balls and two strikes to Jordan Luplo, and the pitch. And a swing and a foul back to the right over the roof, so it stays nothing in two. The Aces' magic number is 11 entering this game, despite losing last night. The Aviators lost, so the magic number whittled down from 12 to 11 with that Vegas loss. No balls and two strikes, and the pitch. And a swing and a fly ball to left. Martinez goes back to his right and then squares up after settling underneath, and he makes the catch. Tagging from second, heading for third is Fletcher, and the throw will not be in time. So Fletcher advances 90 feet on the deep fly out off the bat of Luplo. Now two away, and Fletcher 90 feet away. And Seth Beer coming up next. Beer in from the left side, and Seth batting 238 with 13 home runs and 54 runs batted in. Mm-hmm. Into his motion goes Lee, and the pitch is going to be swung on. It was a half swing by Beer. He tried to pull it back, but definitely put the bat through the zone. And he did not make contact. It's nothing and one to Beer. The third baseman, Gomez, is to the right of second. A swing and a ground ball into the shift. A diving stop to the right by Stefanik. Throw to first and in time to get Seth Beer. And that ends the inning. The shift pays off. And there was some dazzling defense by the Bees in that top of the first inning. That ball looked destined to beat the shift and get into right field. But a diving stop by Stefanik and Seth Beer, not the fleetest of foot. So Stefanik still had a chance despite being way out there in right field and having to come up off his belly to make that throw. And Beer grounds out to end the inning. And the Aces came oh so close. No runs, though. One hit, no errors, and one man left at third. We played half an inning. It's the Aces, nothing, and the Bees coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
No score. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and the Aces were inches away from breaking the ice in this one. Not for a dazzling defensive play by Michael Stefanik, the second baseman. A diving stop on a ball put in play by Seth Beer. And he threw him out by half a step to save a run from coming in from third base. So still scoreless to the bottom of the first. To Trey Jameson's first pitch is outside, ball one to Jake Palamaki. Palamaki has had a great series. Reached base last night four of the five times that he came up. Officially went 2 for 3, scored a couple of runs, and a half-hearted wave there at a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Looked like the exact same pitch as the first, and it's even at 1-1. Palamaki followed by Keen Wong and Dylan Thomas. Jameson third base side of the rubber. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left, and the pitch is off the outside. And it's 2-1. The outfield left to right, Dominic Canzone, Dominic Fletcher, and Jordan Luplo. The infield third to first, Buddy Kennedy, Cole Tucker, Giancarlo Cintron, and Leandro Cedeno. Jose Herrera behind the dish, and the right-hander Jameson out of Ball State on the mound. And the 2-1 is swung on and fouled off to the left. And it's even at 2-2. That was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Dre. Palamaki mentioned 2 for 3, reached base four times last night. In the opener of this series, he went 3 for 5. Also scored 2 runs. The 2-2 is up and outside, and it's a full count to Palamaki. Again, Keen Wong is on deck. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left, and he is standing in the sun. All three outfielders still in the sunshine here in the bottom of the first. 3 balls and 2 strikes, and the pitch is swung on and chopped toward the middle, ranging to his left is Cintron, and Cintron has that ball kick off of his glove. He had a long way to go, and we'll see how they score it. Cintron would have had a lunging backhand try. The ball kicked off the heel of his glove, and they say infield single, which I would tend to agree with there. I think Cintron, beg your pardon, having to go a decent ways to his right, and it was a backhand. Palamaki runs well, so Palamaki's good fortune continues in this series. Leadoff man aboard for Keen Wong, who's in from the left side, and a pitch. And Wong takes high and tight, a fastball at 96. Wong batting 268, three homers, and 45 runs batted in. Wong went 0 for 5 last night, and he's 0 for his last 9. He had an RBI single, his first at bat of the series on Tuesday, but 0 for his last 9 is Keen Wong with 5 strikeouts in that span. As that swung on and fouled off to the left, and the count even at 1 ball and 1 strike. No score, bottom of the first inning. Here in the early going from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. One ball and one strike. Jameson positioned on the third base side of the slab. And the pitch is just off the outside. Jameson falls behind 2-1. That was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and it just missed. Since July 1st, Jameson ranking 5th in the PCL with 54 strikeouts coming into this start. The 2-1. And it's in tight, and it's 3-1. Jameson missing that time with either a slider or a cutter. It looked more like a cutter there. So 3 balls and 1 strike to Keen Wong. Dre sets. And a throw to first, and diving back goes Palamaki. Dre's first disengagement from the rubber there. Palamaki, 8 steals in 11 attempts. He's been caught 3 times. The 3-1, and it's off the outside, ball 4. So tough open for Jameson, a single and then a walk. 2 on, with still nobody out, and Dylan Thomas coming up. Thomas playing in his 91st game with the Bees. He had a brief sojourn to the Astros organization to Sugar Land, where he played in 5 games with the Space Cowboys. But finding himself back here with the Angels in Salt Lake. Thomas batting 283, 14 homers, and 64 runs batted in. And those are his numbers exclusively with Salt Lake. 3 to the right of second, the pitch swung on and missed. Jameson going off speed. And it's nothing in 1 to Thomas. Dre sets, and here's the pitch. And it's in tight. Count even at 1 ball and 1 strike. Jameson is staring down the barrel of having to throw a decent number of pitches here in the bottom of the first inning. 1 ball and 1 strike to Thomas. 2 on, nobody out. The kick and the pitch, and Thomas tried to check his swing. He did, but he made contact and fouled that pitch back. That looked like it would have been a high pitch above the zone. It was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Yeah, that was going to be high. And Thomas tried to hold up but couldn't help himself and now finds himself behind in the count 1-2. Jameson could really use an out and a foothold here in the bottom of the first inning. No score, but 2 on, first and second, nobody out. The 1-2 to Thomas is going to miss up and away, and springing to his feet, Herrera, and he checks the runner at second, Palamaki, back to the bag. Two balls and 2 strikes. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a bouncer foul off the front of the first base home dugout. Two balls, 2 strikes to Dylan Thomas, Michael Stefanik on deck. This is turning into a grinder of a first inning here for Dre Jameson. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss and a slider down and in gets Thomas for out number 1. So Jameson gets a strikeout. And Michael Stefanik in from the right side. Stefanik batting 298, 2 homers, and 32 runs batted in. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball that is lifted down the right field corner. This is going toward the foul pole, and it will be over the wall, but to the right of the pole, so a foul ball. Stefanik almost managed to keep that fair. It wound up on the grass hill, so past the stands. And once you get past the stands, pretty much right up on the foul pole. There's not a lot of space for that ball to travel to the right of the pole once it gets past the stands, but it found that little area. Nothing in 1-2 Stefanik. Palamaki at second and Wong at first. Outfield straight away. Jameson third base side of the rubber. And now a throw to second, and it glances off the glove of Cintron, who is cheating in behind the runner. It's going to wind up in right center field. Cintron fires it back into Cole Tucker at the second base bag. And we will see who they give the error to there. So Palamaki at third base, and Wong now at second. I want to say they're going to give it to Jameson on the throw, because the throw was tailing and Cintron was moving toward the bag. Jameson didn't lead him well. It is an E1 as that swung on and lifted out of play to the right. So an E1 they just put up. And I would tend to agree, even though it glanced off of Cintron's glove, that was a throw that was tailing on him. The infield is in, no balls and two strikes. Now Jameson really wants a strikeout. Infield in, outfield straight away. And the 0-2 is going to be fouled off. It found the knob of the bat of Stefanik. That ball came in on the hands, and Stefanik checked his swing, and the ball found the knob of the bat. No balls and two strikes, and the pitch, and a swing and a shot through the shallow infield and into left field for a base hit. One run will score, holding at third, Keen Wong. And even with the infield back, that was going to be a base hit for Michael Stefanik. He found that 5-6 hole and laced it right through. And the Bees have struck first. It's 1-0 Salt Lake. So Wong at third, Stefanik at first, 1-0 Bees. And here is Orlando Martinez in from the left side, and Jameson delivers, and it swung on and missed, and nothing in one to Martinez. That was an elevated 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Dre. The 0-1, and a swing and a miss, and that one 97 down and away. So two very similar fastballs, two vastly different locations. No balls and two strikes to Orlando Martinez. All the infielders push back with the exception of Cedeno, the first baseman, who holds Stefanik in the pitch. And a swing and a line drive left center field. That's trouble. That gets down and splits Canzone and Fletcher. Wong scores easily. Stefanik around third. And he'll score all the way from first on a two-run double for Orlando Martinez. And the Bees have opened up a 3-0 lead here in the first inning. That one split the gap. Martinez going the opposite way. And it splits Canzone and Fletcher. Doug Drabek now will come out and have a chat here with Jameson, if nothing else, to give him a breather. And Jameson has been taxed heavily here in the bottom of the first inning, and it's 3-0 Bees. Three hits, and there was a walk mixed in as well. The error will not matter in terms of earned runs. All these runs are still earned on that throwing error by Jameson. That's kind of just a footnote at this point of what's happened in the bottom of the first inning. So the outfield straightaway, two on either side of second. Cintron, the second baseman, is shaded toward the middle. For the right-handed hitting, Monte Harrison batting .242, seven homers, and 32 runs batted in. And the pitch is swung on and missed. And it's nothing and one. Slider there from Dre. Harrison hit for the cycle on July 28th at Greater Nevada Field. Went 5 for 5, had 2 doubles, a triple, a homer, and drove in 5 that night. Career night for him. Here's the 0-1, and it is off the outside. A slider and Harrison not chasing. And it's 1-1. Monte Harrison, a Futures Game alum. Played in the 2019 Futures Game on the NL squad. 1-1, and the pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side. It's taken by Cintron, scooting to his left, and he throws to first to get Harrison for out number 2. So 2 away, up to third base goes Martinez, and now Jose Gomez. Gomez batting .211 in 17 games, 2 homers and 7 runs batted in. Outfield straightaway, 2 on either side, a second and the pitch. And Gomez looks at one off the outside. 96 on that fastball, just wide out of the hand of Jameson. The B's 3, the A's nothing. Rocky start for Reno here in the bottom of the first, and it's on the way. And it's inside, and it's 2-0, and there is now bullpen activity. Miguel Aguilar has climbed atop the mound in the exposed bullpen down the left field line. 2 balls and no strikes. The backstep in the 2-0 and a swing and a foul back, and it's 2-1. Again, for Jameson, this is his 5th time facing Salt Lake, so there is a lot of familiarity here. And he's dominated them 3 of the 4 times he's faced them. 2 balls and 1 strike. Outfield straight up. And Jameson into his motion. The pitch swung on and fouled back off the equipment of Herrera. So that will level the count at 2-2. There's the 2-2. And it is in tight. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Gomez. Payoff pitch and a swing and a fly ball right center field. Going back is Fletcher, and Fletcher angled to his left, reaches up and makes a fine catch to end the inning. And a rugged bottom of the first inning for Dre Jameson. He gives up 3 runs on 3 hits. There was 1 error, but all 3 runs are earned and 1 man left stranded. We played 1 inning in Salt Lake City. We go to the 2nd. It's the B's 3, the A's nothing on the A's Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Leandro Cedeño in from the right side is up to start the top of the second. And Cedeño takes a called strike from Jake Lee, who's been staked to a 3-0 lead. And the pitch is it going to count? Cedeño is backing out. And he did ask for time, and it was granted. So that will be no pitch there from Lee. And it was motion in the 0-1, and Cedeño takes in on the hands. And it's even at one ball and one strike. The 1-1. And a swing and a foul back off the top of the netting. And now 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And a pitch. And it's low and outside. And it's 2-2. Cedeño, in his first bit of AAA time here with the Aces, joining Reno this series. And the 2-2. And Cedeño swings and chops it to the left side. It's going to be taken by the third baseman, Gomez, and he'll throw on to first in time to get Cedeño, and that is out number one. And Dominic Canzone coming up next. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? Canzone batting .284, 12 homers, 57 runs batted in. And Canzone last night went 1-for-4 with a double. And a pitch, and Canzone looks at a ball low. 3-0 Bees, top of the second inning. And a pitch from Lee is swung on and missed. Big rip taken by Canzone, and it's even at 1-1. Jake Lee out of Oakland University, pitch, and a swing and a chop foul, first base side off the dugout. Not Oakland in California, Oakland in Michigan, the Horizon League. First attended Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, and he's from Highland, Michigan. Pitch is low and in. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was drafted by the Angels in the 9th round in 2018. The pitch, and it's in the dirt, man. A full count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. These Angels players and minor leaguers seem to move through the system quickly and freely, and that's kind of been the way it's gone for them the last, I mean, now you're talking about most of the last 10 years. That's swung on and chopped foul outside of first. And that's kind of an indictment on their farm system. You know, you have a guy here in Jake Lee, and this is no disrespect whatsoever to Jake Lee, but prior to his time in AAA, is the 3-2 pitch, and it is inside, ball four. Canzone draws a walk. So the Aces have a man on with one out, and Buddy Kennedy coming up. Prior to his time in AAA, and excluding his time in rookie ball after he was drafted, 17 appearances total. He had 17 appearances in rookie ball with Orem in 2018, but since then, 17 appearances. Now, I know the pandemic will play into that as that pitch is fouled back and it's 0-1. This guy's lost a season, but Jake Lee had never made more than 6 appearances in a season since 2018, and this matches the most appearances he's made in a season. He made 6 appearances with Inland Empire, high A at the time in 2019, to throw to first. And backstanding goes Canzone. But it just speaks to kind of a lack of inventory in this Angels system. 0-1, the count to Buddy Kennedy. The second, the center fielder Harrison slightly towards right, and Buddy looks at that one inside, and it's 1-1. 3-0 Bees, top of the second. Shadows now covering the ballpark, but the sun shining on the Wasatch Mountains off in the distance. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a line drive center field. It'll send Harrison back angled to his left, and in the alley in right center, Monte Harrison makes the catch for out number two. So two down and Jose Herrera coming up. And Herrera, the switch hitter, will bat left-handed against the righty Jake Lee. Jose in his 17th game since being optioned back, hitting .346 with Reno. 18 hits, 52 official at-bats, a home run and 10 runs batted in. Two nights ago, Herrera went 3-for-4. The pitch is in there for a strike, and it's nothing in one, and a throw to first, and Canzone was back standing. I don't think Canzone saw the throw coming, but he was pretty close to the bag, so he just casually went back standing. Camden Dusenak went 3-for-4 on Tuesday, and so did Jose Herrera. Herrera drove in 3 runs, Dusenak drove in 4. Those are the players who starred in the Aces win. That pitch is going to miss in tight. Off-speed pitch from Lee at 77, and it's 1-1. Throw to first, and backstanding goes Canzone. Runner goes, and the pitch is swung on and slapped the other way and into left field for a base hit. And Jose Gomez was the guy on the left side of the infield for the Bees. Gomez was racing towards second base. They had the shift on, so Gomez racing towards second. And I'll tell you this much, Gomez deserves an Oscar because he got to second base, and he waved his arms as if he were going to catch a pop-up. And what that did was it stopped Canzone in his tracks. Canzone was going with the pitch. And so Canzone has his eyes on second base, and he was looking straight ahead at Gomez, who made it look like that ball had been popped up. So Canzone had to stop, and then obviously he saw what had happened. But by then he had stopped, so he couldn't advance to third as that pitch is inside, ball one. That was a great bit of acting by Jose Gomez. And a great bit of hitting by Jose Herrera as he beats the shift and slaps it the opposite way for a knock. So Jose continues his hot hitting. Two on, two out, and Cole Tucker, the 1-0 pitch. And a swing and a shot hit hard and absorbed by the overshifted shortstop, Jake Palamaki. You're not going to sneak much past him. And Palamaki from the right of second pops up with that bouncer and steps on second. It's a fielder's choice. And it goes 6 unassisted and ends the inning. So for the Aces, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. And we go to the bottom of the second. It remains the Bees 3 and the Aces nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the street.
The Bees lead the Aces 3-0, and it'll be Torrey Hunter Jr. to start at the plate for the Bees in the bottom of the second, followed by Anthony Mulrine. And then the top of the order, Jake Palamaki. Dre Jameson was taxed heavily in the first inning. Jameson faced seven batters, and he gave up three runs on three hits. The third baseman, Kennedy, is even with the bag, and the pitch is swung on in line into left center. That'll be a base hit. Hunter jumping on the first pitch fastball from Jameson at 94 and lining it into left center field. He pulls a leadoff single. And for a second straight inning, the Bees have one of those. Palamaki had a single to start the first, and now Hunter here in the second. And Anthony Mulrine in from the right side. Mulrine batting 182, no homers, and three runs batted in. Mulrine in his 11th game with the Bees. The pitch is a breaking ball that tumbles in for a strike. Dre spins one in there, and it's nothing and one. Three runs, four hits now for Salt Lake. No runs, two hits, and an error for Reno. The 0-1, and a swing and a foul back, and it's nothing and two. Here's the 0-2, and a swing and a miss, a slider down and away, and Mulrine is down on strikes. So Jameson picks up his second strikeout. Top of the order, Palamaki 1-for-1, an infield single and a run scored in the first. I don't know if Jameson's having some equipment issues back there with his glove. Now looks like Dre has some threads loose on his glove. And he has fixed that and is now ready to go. Jameson sets. And a turn to throw to first, and safe at first is Hunter. Somehow he beat it back. Hunter had a lean towards second, and it was kind of a short throw from Jameson, and Cedeno had to go down and get it, and then it took him an extra beat to swing the glove around. Had that throw been a little bit better placed, they would have had him easily. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a liner foul off to the left. Strike one on Jake Palamaki. Palamaki, an 18th round pick out of BC, Boston College, in 2018. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball to left field. Canzone is there, and Canzone makes the catch for out number two. So after the leadoff single, back-to-back outs recorded by Jameson. Nice job by Jameson to get himself on track. And with two away, Keen Wong, who's in from the left side. Jameson pauses. Long pause. Still has 8 seconds on the pitch clock, and it's up and away, ball one. Wong walked and scored as part of Salt Lake's three-run first inning. The pitch is up high, and it's two balls and no strikes. It's a balanced infield, two on either side of second. The center fielder, Fletcher, is slightly towards left. Hunter, with a good-sized lead, being held by Cedeno at first. The 2-0 is outside, and it's three balls and no strikes to Keen Wong with the Dylan Thomas on deck. Wong did not reach base last night, so he saw his stretch of six consecutive games with a stolen base come to an end. 3-0 is up and away, ball four. So Wong takes a walk for a second time And both walks issued by Jameson have been gifted to Keen Wong. So Torrey Hunter at second base, Keen Wong at first. And Dylan Thomas will come up with two on and two out. Again, the Bees are leading 3-0. Fletcher, the center fielder, is straight away. And Tucker, the shortstop, shaded toward the middle. And the pitch is going to miss off the outside. Ball one to Dylan Thomas. Outfield straight away. And Jameson sets and the 1-0. And it's low, a throw down to first base by Herrera, and it has to be saved by Cedeno, who fell forward and caught that with a backhand. One ball and no strikes to Dylan Thomas. A 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball lifted toward the left field line. It's a long run for Canzone. He'll make it, but it's going to be back into the seats out of play. One ball, two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a line drive center field and a base hit. That was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball turned around by Thomas. Hunter around third. He'll score as the throw is cut by Cedeno. And a two-out RBI single for Dylan Thomas makes it 4-0 Bees. That ball was stung in straightaway center field. So Hunter scores. Wong is up to second. Thomas is at first, and now Stefanik, who's one for one with an RBI single. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike, and it's nothing and one to Stefanik. Breaking ball there from Jameson. Dre sets and the 0-1 and a swing, and that's a line drive into right field and a base hit. Hitting third base and being sent is Wong. The throw in from Luplo will be close, but not in time as Wong slides to the back of the dish. And it's another two-out RBI single, this time from Michael Stefanik, and it's 5-0 Salt Lake. So Jameson, who retired two of the first three hitters, looked maybe like he'd have a bounce-back inning, but the Bees are putting the screws to him here in the second. And it's 5-0. And now Orlando Martinez in from the left side. The center fielder Fletcher is towards left, and the pitch is taken for a strike. So the Bees are one run away from matching their best performance versus Jameson. They scored six on him on the 16th of August. That was at Greater Nevada Field. They got six runs on 11 hits off him. The pitch is swung on and lifted toward the left field bullpen, which is exposed and is going to get back into the seats. And a kangaroo up into the upper deck after hitting the concrete down below. And it's nothing in two to Martinez. The 0-2. And a swing and a shot to the right side. Sliding backhand stop by Cintron to his feet. And a throw to first to get Martinez. A nice play by JC. And that ends the inning. But two more runs for the Bees. Back to back Two out RBI singles, Thomas and Stefanik. Two of the three hits that inning, no errors and two men left. And going now to the third, it's the Bees 5 and the Aces nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carry out at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Giancarlo Cintron leads off the third inning for the Aces, who trail 5-0 now, and Cintron takes that pitch from Jake Lee. Low for ball one. Cintron followed by Dominic Fletcher and Jordan Luplo. And the pitch is low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Cintron comes into this game riding a 7-game hit streak, over which he's batting .414. 11 runs batted in. The pitch is low, and it's 3-0. Cintron had last night's game off, and the 3-0 pitch, Cintron will take a strike, predictably taking there. Cintron, a guy that his first objective is to get on base. I'm not saying that's not true about everybody, but you're not going to see a guy like Giancarlo swinging at a 3-0 pitch. That is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 3-2. And it was motion as Lee and the Cintron, he was granted late time. Lee was into his motion, and the Cintron asking for time, and it was granted late, so Lee elected to just stop his motion. The 3-2, and a swing and a little flare, shallow left center field, and a dive, and unable to make the catch. Harrison, this is going to roll for a while. Cintron flings the helmet off. He's at second. Cintron's around second. He's into third, and it'll be a triple for Giancarlo Cintron to extend his hit streak to 8 games. Monte Harrison sold out for that one. From up here, it was easy to tell. There was no way that Harrison was going to get to it, but from his vantage point, he probably thought he had a shot, and so he laid out. And once he did, that ball got by him and rolled all the way to the wall, where it was backed up by Dylan Thomas. Giancarlo's, before he got to second base, flipped the helmet off, making him a little more aerodynamic, and then he went into third base with a leadoff triple. So here is Dominic Fletcher in from the left side, and Fletcher takes up and away, ball one. So an 8-game hit streak for JC. Dominic Canzone and Camden Duzenac each have 5-game streaks. Here's the 1-0, and it is going to miss off the inside, and it's two balls and no strikes to Fletch. The Bees leading 5-0, still a lot of baseball to be played, and Cintron giving the Aces a start here in the third, and the pitch is swung on and bounced up the first base side, but a foul ball, and it's 2-1. There is activity in the Salt Lake bullpen. We've got Ryan Smith out there, the left-hander. 2-1, a swing and a liner. Look out, Giancarlo Cintron hitting the deck, and then the Aces bullpen scattering. Dominic Fletcher almost putting a hurting on a lot of his teammates there. First, Cintron had to duck out of the way, and then the bullpen went scattering. Two, and strike three called. That pitch was down the middle at 91. I don't think Fletcher was expecting that pitch at all. So Jake Lee sneaks one by Fletcher, and for Lee, that is his first strikeout. Obviously in a key spot, it keeps Cintron at third. And now Jordan Luplo, who flied to right, his only other time up. The outfield straight away. And a pitch, and Luplo swings and lines one. Caught by the third baseman, Gomez, who didn't really have to go full extension on a jump, but he reached up and made the catch on that bullet off the bat of Luplo for out number two. So the ace is now in danger of squandering that leadoff triple. Gomez had to extend up, but again, it wasn't really a leap. And that'll be it for Jake Lee, who does a fine job after that leadoff triple, getting two unproductive outs. And now Ryan Smith for Salt Lake will try and finish the job here in the top of the third. So Lee goes 2 2/3, and Smith will inherit Giancarlo Cintron at third base with two outs. It's 5-0 B's, and we're back to Smith's ballpark after this on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Seth Beer will try and save the Aces here in the top of the third inning, in danger of wasting a leadoff triple from Giancarlo Cintron, who's still at third, and Ryan Smith will deal a nasty slider, and Beer tried to hold and could not, and it's nothing in one. Seth grounded out on a diving play made by the second baseman Stefanik to end the first inning, and that saved a run. And now Cintron being looked back to the third base bag by Smith. There's nobody at third base. They have the shift on. Third baseman Gomez is playing the shortstop spot. The pitch is swung on and missed. There's a sweeping slider again, and it's nothing in two. So no balls and two strikes, and the Bees are one strike away from pitching around that Cintron triple. The 0-2 is a slider away, and that one way outside. A nice stop by Mulrine. One ball and two strikes. Smith making his 32nd appearance. It's his 22nd in relief. He's 1-6, a 6.84 ERA. 78 strikeouts, 34 walks, and 76 in the third innings. Very tough on lefties, and the pitch is outside. That was a fastball at 93. And it's two balls and two strikes. Leandro Cedeno is on deck. The Bees leading 5-0. And the 2-2, and it is strike three called. It was a fastball that painted up the inside corner. So a frustrating inning for Reno. Giancarlo Cintron triples to start the inning and is left standing at third base. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left. Might be one of those nights for the Reno boys. We go to the bottom of the third. It's 5-0 Bees on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Monte Harrison leads off the bottom of the third for the Bees, and Trey Jameson deals. Harrison swings and grounds up the third baseline, a fair ball in foul territory, fielded by Kennedy. He throws to first, and in time to get the speedy Monte Harrison, and a fine play by Buddy Kennedy for out number one. That ball tightrope the third baseline, and Kennedy snagged it with a backhand, and from foul territory made the throw across, and on one bounce, a nice easy hop for Cedeno on the back end. And that is out number one. Buddy Kennedy flashing the leather to get us started in the bottom of the third. 5-0 Salt Lake. And Gomez in from the right side. And the pitch from Jameson. And it is up and outside, ball one. Again, Gomez fly to center his only other time up. He'll be followed by Torrey Hunter Jr. with the Bees leading 5-0. Jameson has given up 3 in the first, 2 in the second. And that pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Good front door slider there from Dre, and it's 1-2. Well, to say that Jameson could use an easy inning here would be an understatement. He faced 7 batters in the first, and he faced 7 batters in the second. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a line drive caught by the second baseman Cintron for out number 2. That was a sinking line drive, not hit terribly hard by Gomez. Two away, and Torrey Hunter Jr., who is coming up and in from the right side. He singled to spark that 2-run second inning. It was back-to-back 2-out singles by Dylan Thomas and Michael Stefanik, counting for both those runs in the second. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and lifted to deep left field. Going back is Canzone. Canzone will reach up and make the catch. Canzone had a little jump at the end with that reach almost behind his head. Canzone at a sharp angle to his left, and a great defensive inning for the Aces in the bottom of the third. Nothing across for the Bees, and that was a much-needed easy inning for Dre Jameson. And we head to the middle innings now. Top of the fourth coming up. It's 5-0 Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately, or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world. And we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Leandro Cedeno in from the right side, and Cedeno grounded to third, his only other time up, and the pitch is off the outside, ball one. Day slowly fading tonight here on the Wasatch Front in Salt Lake City. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us. The pitch is swung on by Cedeno and looped toward the right field stands. That'll get out of play. One ball and one strike. Cedeno, we mentioned yesterday, garnered Texas League Player of the Month honors with Amarillo for the month of August, as the 1-1 is up and outside, and it's 2-1. The pitch up and away, and now 3-1. Pitch is up and away, ball four. So Cedeno walks, and Ryan Smith, who came on and struck out Seth Beer to end that third inning and strand that to runner at third base, Cintron, who had the leadoff triple, he walks Cedeno to begin this inning, and Smith will walk his fair share. Smith with 35 walks issued now in 76 and two-thirds innings. And a pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Pitch is going to be a strike on the swing. It was a check swing by Canzone. Here it comes, and a swing and a miss. The ball squirts through the legs of Mulrine, and he will not have a play to second, as up to second base goes Cedeno. So it'll be a strikeout wild pitch. And that is the second strikeout for Smith, and both the outs recorded by Smith have been via the K. Kennedy in from the right side, and Buddy fly to center his only other time up, and the pitch. And a swing and a chop toward third. It's going to be taken on the second bounce by Gomez, and he throws to first in time to get a hustling Kennedy. Buddy always gets up that first baseline pretty well. But Gomez enough mustard on that throw to get it to first in time. Cedeno holds it second. And now Jose Herrera, who's one for one. Herrera singled his only other time up. The B's five and the ace is nothing. And the pitch on the way is swung on and missed by Herrera. Jose batting right-handed this time against the southpaw Ryan Smith. Jake Lee, 2 2/3 scoreless innings. Lee gave up three hits. He gave up a hit in each of his three frames work. That pitch is a strike on the inside, and it's nothing and two. One walk and one strikeout for Jake Lee. The 0-2, and it's a slider in the dirt, in fact. One ball and two strikes. Smith's 1-2 and a swing and a little tapper foul toward Mark Reed in front of the third base dugout. Good to have Reeder back. He was with the Visalia and Hillsborough. Mark will rove and provide catching instruction around the Diamondbacks system. Said it felt weird to be away for a week. One ball and two strikes, and the pitch is very high. And it's two balls, two strikes to Herrera. Two-two, and a swing and a liner foul off the netting above the first base dugout. So Jose grinding out an at-bat here. Again, Cedeno at second base. Cedeno, by the way, listed on the roster at 195. His actual weight is 290. I saw the 195, and I almost cried laughing. 290. I don't know when the last time Cedeno was measured, as that pitch is swung on and lined foul off to the left. Two balls, two strikes to Herrera. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a shot towards second. Glove nicely by Stefanik on a short hop. He picks it, spins, and throws to first to get Jose, and that ends the inning. And Jose Herrera will have something to say to Michael Stefanik as Stefanik passes him on his way back to the first base dugout. And that was a slick play by Stefanik. And the Bees have had a couple of those in this game. No runs, hits, errors, and one man stranded to the bottom of the fourth. The Bees 5, and the Aces nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be a original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Anthony Mulrein, the ninth place hitter, leads it off for the Bees. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Salt Lake leading 5-0. They've out-hit Reno 6-3. And the ace is the team that has committed the game's only error. As the pitch on the way is swung on and looped towards shallow left. Coming in is Canzone. He will not be able to get there. It falls for a base hit. And Dre Jameson came off that perfect third inning. It will not be a perfect fourth. And it's the third time in four innings that the Bees have had a leadoff single. Obviously tends to change the DNA of an inning. You get that leadoff man on. And certainly makes it harder on a few different levels for the pitcher. Your attention's divided. A little more stress to each pitch, and it's on the way, and it is outside ball one to Jake Palamaki. Palamaki in from the left side, 1-for-2, had an infield single to open the bottom of the first inning. And he flied to left his last time up. There's the 1-0, and it is inside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. So this begins Jameson's third trip through the order. The 2-0, and a swing and a ground ball off of Jameson's cleat, deflects to Cintron, who gathers, throws to first, and in time to get Palamaki. And Palamaki getting really unlucky that time, because that ball was headed for the outfield. That ball was going to go right up the middle, and Jameson had it deflect off his cleat and to the right side of the infield, and it pinballed off that cleat right to Cintron. And Jameson appears to be fine. He's going to get looked at by Doug Drabeck and Mike Powell and Gil Velasquez. And Dre seems fine, unless he's just hiding his pain. And he's fine. They're going to take his word for it, not make him throw. That is a 1-4-3 put out. And that is a huge break for Jameson, because that ball is headed right up the gut. It was about to be first and third with nobody out. Instead, Mulrein at second with one away. And Keen Wong is coming up next. Wong in from the left side, and he has walked twice and scored twice. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one to Keen Wong. The 0-1. And it's low and inside. 1-1. Dylan Thomas is on deck. Mulrein at second base. Center fielder Fletcher is slightly towards left, and the sky is considerably darker. It's twilight time. So suspended between daylight and darkness here in the Mountain Time Zone. Here's the 1-1. And a swing and a foul ball pulled off to the right, and now 1-2. It was another hot one today. Not nearly as hot as yesterday, where it was a recorded 107, but today's high was 94. It's pushing triple digits in Reno today, and I heard it was scalding hot in California. There's the 1-2, and it's swung on and grounded to the left side. It's going to be a lunging stop by Kennedy. Picks it, spins, throws to first, and a great stretch on the back end by Cedeno, holding the bag with his tiptoes as he extended up as far as he could. Kennedy obviously had a lot going on. He had a lunge to pick it, and then he had to spin around, and the footwork wasn't quite perfect for Kennedy in terms of being able to get set, so that throw sailed a little bit on Cedeno. But to Cedeno able to extend up and haul it in for the second out. Cedeno at 6'2" needed all of that. So Mulrein now at third, and here is Dylan Thomas, who's 1-for-2. And a pitch is off the outside. Thomas has a chance to do what he did his last time up, and that's get a two-out RBI single. It was Thomas and Stefanik with back-to-back two-out RBI singles in the second inning, taking it from a 3-0 game to a 5-0 game. Jameson, third base side of the rubber, and a pitch. And Thomas swings and chops it foul to the far side of the first base dugout, and it's 1-1. The second baseman, Giancarlo Cintron, in a very interesting defensive alignment, is out in the grass in short right and well toward the line out there. The shortstop, Tucker, though, is on the left side of the infield, so it's not a shift, but the way Cintron's playing, it looks like a shift. The pitch is swung on and missed, and now 1-2. So there's a ton of room to the right of second. They're daring Dylan Thomas to try and hit it middle right. 1-2. And a pitch, and Thomas swings and bounces it foul, pulled into the first base on deck area. One ball, 2 strikes to Thomas. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and Jameson strikes him out. An 83-mile-an-hour pitch from Dre. And Dylan Thomas is down swinging to end the inning. And for Jameson, that is his 3rd strikeout. And the 2nd that has come at the expense of Dylan Thomas. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left as Jameson works around the leadoff single. And we go now to the 5th. It's 5-0 Bees on the Aces Digital Network.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun, Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Cole Tucker in from the right side, and Tucker will take that pitch up high, 1-1 from Ryan Smith. Smith has pitched 1 1/3 scoreless. He worked around a leadoff walk in the 4th inning, and he has struck out 2. With the Bees leading 5-0, the pitch from Smith to Tucker, and it's swung on and fouled back, and it's 1-1. Great to see Cole back with the squad. Rejoined the team 2 days ago off the IL. He was on the IL for a right wrist injury that he sustained when the Aces were in Sacramento back in June, as that pitch is outside. And it's 2-1. Beg your pardon, that was the first 3 days of July, as the pitch is low and inside, and it's 3-1. Center fielder Harrison slightly towards right, and the pitch is swung on and cranked deep to left. Thomas is going back, and Thomas will watch it fly onto the hill, and it's a home run for Cole Tucker. Take cover out there on the grass hill and left. Incoming, Cole Tucker, a no-doubter, blasts one to left, his 2nd home run in an Aces uniform, and a big smile on the face of Cole Tucker. That's his 1st hit since coming off the IL, and what a hit. So Tucker with a big fly to begin the 5th inning and get the Aces on the board. It's now the Bees 5 and the Aces 1. Fans out there were literally ducking for cover as that thing came in like a missile. A Here's Cintron, and that pitch is up and away, ball one. Cintron tripled to lead off the third and was stranded at third base. Pitch is up and away. After Cintron tripled, Fletcher struck out looking. Luplo lined out to the third baseman Gomez, and then Smith came in and struck out Seth Beer to end the inning. And now Mo Ryan's going to go out and have a chat here with Smith, trying to get him recalibrated after giving up that big home run to Cole Tucker. I saw that home run fly onto the hill. There was a home run here last year that I will never forget. Nick Heath hit it. And to be quite honest, I have the slow motion video on my phone saved. But you know, I watch in the monitor as Nick Heath's home run left here last year. And there was a fan who was completely supine. He was laying down. And as that home run came in, he saw it. He proceeded to stand up, get settled underneath, and then the ball hit him in the face as that swung in line into left center field, a base hit. And Monte Harrison cuts it off in the alley. And how about Giancarlo Cintron, who's still teasing towards second base before getting back to first. Giancarlo is extending his hit streak, another hit streak for JC, to eight games. He did so with that triple in the third, but now make it a two-hit night for him. And his back-to-back hits for the Aces here in the fifth inning, the Tucker homer, the Cintron single, and now Dominic Fletcher. But yeah, there was a home run last year that Nick Heath hit that I will never forget, nor will that fan who took it on the forehead, and then the fan proceeded to fall down and then sit up and just look around as if saying, anybody see that? Is that swung on and grounded to second, a double play ball. Stefanik to Palamaki for one, Palamaki to first for two. And that will help out Ryan Smith big time this inning. 4-6-3 on the twin killing. And with that, two outs and the base is empty. And Jordan Luplo, who's 0 for 2.
Now batting into the right fielder, number 10, Jordan Luplo.
Here's the pitch to Luplo, and it is in for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Pitch is swung on and missed, and now nothing in two. No balls and two strikes to Luplo. Three to the left of second, the outfield straight away. Luplo taking a moment, stepping out, asking for time. The 0-2 is swung on and fouled off to the right. That was in on the hands. There is activity in the Salt Lake pen. A left-hander is throwing. Pitches up and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. That would be Jake Kalish throwing in the pen. The 1-2. And a swing and a miss, and a half-hearted swing by Luplo on a pitch in the dirt. And Luplo is down on strikes. And for Ryan Smith, that is his third strikeout. The Aces do get on the board, though. The towering home run by Cole Tucker to start that inning. One run, two hits, no errors, and none left. And going to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Bees 5, the Aces 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily. Coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed. And your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street. Or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com
and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be, handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients, dough made fresh daily, and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. As the moon rises over the Wasatch Mountains, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 5-1 B's, and Dre Jameson still out there, fires and misses low to Michael Stefanik, who's 2-for-2 with a pair of RBI singles. Stefanik followed by Orlando Martinez and Monte Harrison, as Jameson's 1-0 is going to be inside, and Stefanik shaking out his arm like he got hit, but he never started toward first base, and now Lou Marson's going to come out. That was weird, because Stefanik shook out his arm. I don't know if that was just for show, but he never started up the first baseline. Usually you see a guy get hit, and they'll head up the line, but Stefanik, like, shook out his arm, never started toward the line, and now the umpire is going to get together and see if anybody had a different look. He wears an elbow guard, Stefanik does, and if anything, it maybe grazed that. I don't know how anyone would have seen it better than Jonathan Beretta, the home plate umpire. And now they're going to say that Stefanik should take his base. And here comes Gil Velasquez, yeah. And Gil's going to say, hey, wait a minute, how did anybody see that better than you? He's really hot with the home plate umpire, Jonathan Beretta, and Gil is saying to Jonathan Beretta, how in the world did anybody on the base pass see it better than you did? And now Gil is really animated, and Ben Sontag, the crew chief, is over there with the home plate umpire, Sontag, the third base umpire. And Gil's been thrown out. But Gil Velasquez has been tossed. This is a rarity. Gil says his piece, and maybe in hopes to fire up his guys here, gets himself thrown out. So Stefanik hit by a pitch. And now Orlando Martinez. Pitch, and it's swung on and bounced up the first base side, stays fair. It's going to be taken by Cedeno, who thought about a throw to second, but he needed to take a step back toward first, and he knew that once he took that step back, it was going to cost him a chance to try and throw to second base. Actually, what happened was, now that I'm looking at the replay, he did have to take a step back, but he didn't have a good grip on the ball. So at that point, he knew his goose was cooked as far as trying to get a throw to second. So three unassisted, it gets Stefanik to second base in scoring position with one out for Monte Harrison. Jake Kalish continues to throw in the B's pen. And that pitch is going to miss ball one to Monte Harrison. The 1-0, and a check swing on a pitch down and away, and did he go? No, on the appeals is Paul Clemens. So two balls and no strikes to Monte Harrison. Last time up, Harrison was thrown out by Buddy Kennedy on a nice play where Kennedy had to drift into foul territory to field a tapper up the line, and then he made the strong throw across his momentum. The 2-0 swung on and fouled back off of Jose Herrera, who's in some pain. Jose now on his hands and knees. See where it got him. Hey. Jose needs a couple of deep breaths. Two balls and one strike. And here's the pitch from Jameson, and it is a strike on the outside corner. Here's the pitch, and it is off the outside. Harrison unwilling to chase, and now full count. Three balls and two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and looped towards shallow right. This could be trouble. Luplo comes in, and he almost makes a shoestring catch. The ball drops out of his glove, and up to third base goes Stefanik. Luplo almost made that shoestring catch, and it just couldn't quite squeeze it. On a little flare to right off the bat of Monte Harrison, Luplo leaned forward and just had it go off the webbing of his glove. Of course, Stefanik at second base had to respect the fact that Luplo might catch it. So he held up, and it's runners at the corners with one away. And the pitch from Dre is swung on and lifted to straightaway center. Fletcher in the twilight can't see it. And that ball is going to get back and hit off of the wall. Scoring from third, Stefanik. Harrison is at third, being waved around. He'll score. And it's a two-run double for Jose Gomez. On a ball that Dominic Fletcher lost in the twilight, Fletcher never moved. He just stood there with his arms out saying, I can't see it. And he probably wouldn't have had a shot anyways. That was back to the right of straightaway center, a little triangle back there. And it almost got out. It hit about halfway up the wall. So Jose Gomez with a two-run double, and the Bees have opened this up now 7-1. And in from the right side, it's Torrey Hunter Jr., and the pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one. So Stefanik scores for a second time. Harrison crosses home plate for the first time. Hunter 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored in the second. And here's the pitch. And it's in tight. It's on the way, and a swing and a foul off to the right. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it is strike three called on the outside corner. So Hunter is rung up on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. So he is 1-for-3, and that is the fourth strikeout for Dre Jameson and now Anthony Mulrine. I would imagine that Mark Reed is managing now, with the Gil Velasquez having been thrown out. pitch is low and inside, ball one. Here's the 1-0, and it is a breaking ball strike, and it's even at 1-1. It's not a full moon tonight. Full moon is going to be on Saturday, but it is almost a full moon, and it is just beaming over those mountains off in the distance. What a sight. One ball and one strike to Mulrine. 7-1 Salt Lake. Outfield straight away, and here's the pitch and a swing and a pop-up. This is to the right of the infield. It's going to be Giancarlo Cintron on the edge of the outfield grass making the catch, and that ends the inning. But two more runs for the Bees on two more hits, including a two-run double by Jose Gomez. No errors and one left. And going to the sixth in Salt Lake, it's 7-1 Bees on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Jake Kalish is the new pitcher for the Bees, and it's 7-1 Salt Lake. And Kalish, with his first pitch to Seth Beer, is in for a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Kalish facing Beer, who's 0-2. He's grounded to second on a diving play made by Stefanik. Beer was robbed of an RBI single in the first, and he struck out looking, facing Ryan Smith his last time up. Kalish appearing for the second time in 3 games, and he deals, and it's swung on and missed. Slow one there to Seth, 75 on that change, and it's nothing and two. We saw Kalish for just a third of an inning on Tuesday. Gave up 2 runs on 2 hits. And a pitch. And a swing and a fly ball. Straight away center field hit well. Harrison going back, and Harrison finally squares up at the end of his pursuit, and he makes the catch. And Beer is out number one. Harrison going back angle to his left, and then got in position square to the infield with one away. Here comes Leandro Cedeno. Kalish followed Davis Daniel into the game on Tuesday, and he started the 7th inning, and that's when the Aces' comeback began. Reno scored 2 runs to make it 5-4. The pitch on the way is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. He gave up a single to Hager, a triple to Duzenac in that inning. Those are the 2 hits that he allowed. Outfield straight away, the second baseman Stefanik toward the middle. And the 0-1. And a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher Romine, or the catcher Mulrine. There is a Romine with the Angels who catches, but it's Mulrine. No balls and 2 strikes. And now time is called by the home plate umpire. I believe the earpiece of Jonathan Beretta fell out for a moment. Connects him with the Hawkeye calling the balls and strikes. No balls, two strikes, and a pitch on the way. And a swing and a miss, and Cedeno down on strikes. So two up and two down for Kalish.
Number six, Dominic Canzone.
And now Dominic Canzone. Kalish making his 18th appearance. It's his 7th in relief, 9-2 with a 2.89 ERA. 72 and a third innings. He's given up 23 earned runs on 70 hits, 17 walks, 68 strikeouts for Kalish. So he's been good. And a pitch on the way to Dominic Canzone is swung on and missed. Slider there from Kalish, and it's nothing and one to Canzone, who's walked and struck out swinging. The B's 7 and the ace is 1. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. And it's nothing and two. The 0-2 is swung on and fouled off to the left. No balls and two strikes to Canzone. Three to the right of second, and the pitch is swung on and bounced to the right side. It's going to be taken by the shortstop, Palamaki, and he throws to first in time to get Canzone. And Jake Kalish, after giving up two runs on Tuesday, works a 1-2-3 inning here in the top of the sixth, and nothing across for the Aces as we go to the home half. It's all B's tonight. 7-1 Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
New pitcher for the Aces is Miguel Aguilar, and he takes over for Dre Jameson. And the first pitch to Jake Palamaki is swung on and skied into the dark sky now as Jordan Luplo, much better backdrop to find high pop-ups, and Luplo makes the catch, barely having to move it right. Crowd number one, remember last inning there was that two-run double by Jose Gomez, and Dominic Fletcher never saw it in the twilight, but it is a night sky now here in Salt Lake City. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us. And Miguel Aguilar on one pitch has one out. And Keen Wong coming up next. Jameson goes five innings. He allows seven runs. They were all earned on nine hits as that pitch is in for a strike. And it's nothing in one. Jameson walked two, hit a batter, and struck out four. And that pitch is swung on and fouled off, and it's nothing in two. Jameson hit Michael Stefanik to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. Grazed him, and home plate umpire missed it. The umpire's conference, and they said that it indeed did hit him, as that's fouled back off to our left. And Gil Velasquez shot out of the dugout and proceeded to get ejected. Understandable why Gil was upset, because it was the base umpires who said they had a better look at it than the home plate umpires. The 0-2 is outside, one ball and two strikes. Who could have a better look at that than the home plate umpire? So that was Gil's argument, and he got ejected. There's the 1-2 on the way, and a swing and a comebacker. It's a knockdown by Aguilar. He's in no rush to get it, as he knows he has plenty of time. He knocked it down on the grass to the right of the pitcher's mound, and he fired to first to put away Keen Wong. A sharp one-hopper, and Aguilar just knocking it down off his glove and then jogging to it after taking a moment to exhale. Two away, and Dylan Thomas, who's 1-for-3. Thomas, an RBI single in the second. Here's the pitch, and Thomas takes a strike at the knees, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Herrera, and it's nothing and two. No balls, two strikes. Bases empty, two outs. Aguilar trying to breeze through the sixth. Jameson worked a clean inning in the third, so this would be the second clean inning for Aces pitching tonight. No balls, two strikes. And a pitch. And a swing and a miss. And Aguilar with a sharp slider. And Dylan Thomas down on strikes for a third time. And Aguilar punctuates a clean inning with that strikeout, his first, and nothing across for the Bees in the sixth. Now we go to the seventh. Salt Lake 7, Reno 1 on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Buddy Kennedy in from the right side, and the Aces trailing 7-1 as we begin the seventh inning, and Kennedy takes the first pitch from Jake Kalish for a strike. Kalish worked a 1-2-3-6 in short order. He picked up a strikeout as part of it. Second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle, and the pitch. Kennedy takes wide, and it's 1-1. Ryan Smith went 2 3 innings, and he is likely the pitcher of record in this game for the Bees to get its official scorer's decision. In these instances, Jake Lee went 2 2/3 scoreless, obviously not qualifying. The 1-1, is swung on and lifted to right field. Going back, angled to his left is Martinez. And Martinez on the warning track makes the catch. Crowd number one, Kennedy gave it a lift. Maybe at Greater Nevada Field that gets out. But here in Salt Lake, the ballpark holds it. And with one away, Jose Herrera. Smith again went 2 1/3 innings, and he gave up one run, the Aces' only run, on a home run hit by Cole Tucker. And that was one of two hits allowed by Smith. One walk, three strikeouts. And the pitch is outside, ball one to Jose Herrera. Herrera, the switch hitter, batting right-handed against the southpaw Kalish. Here's the 1-0, and it is off the outside. Two balls and no strikes. The 2-0, and it's up and away, 3-0. On the way, and Jose looks at a called strike, and it's 3-1. The Ace is down 7-1. There was no way that Jose was going to swing at that. Is in for a strike, and now full count. Payoff pitch is swung on and lifted toward the right field corner. This is deep. Martinez going back, and Martinez watches it go over the yellow line and over the chain link fence above the padded wall. And it's an opposite field home run for Jose Herrera, his second home run since being optioned back. And both Aces runs on solo homers tonight, and Herrera flexing opposite field muscle that time. That one kept on bending toward the pole, but kept on arching toward the wall, and it gets over, just does get over that chain link fence and right onto the grass hill. And Jose Herrera with a two-hit night, and a home run now is part of it. And it's 7-2 Bees. And now Cole Tucker, who's responsible for the other run, and Tucker swings and cues it foul off to the first base dugout. Tucker hit a towering home run out to left center field his last time up. He's 1-for-2, grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a foul back to our right. And it's nothing in two. The 0-2, and a swing and a miss, a high fastball, and Tucker is down on strikes. So second strikeout for Jake Kalish, now with two away, back to the top of the order, and Giancarlo Cintron. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express. As region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic, Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. Pitch is swung on and looped toward second on one bounce taken by Stefanik, and he throws to first to get Cintron, who's now 2-for-4 on the night. Side retired. The Aces do get a run on the second home run this season for Jose Herrera. One run, one hit, no errors, and none left. As we stand and stretch here on the Wasatch Front, heading to the bottom of the seventh, it's the Bees 7 and the Aces 2.
Summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long, we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a Piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you. I lost you to the summer wind.
Miguel Aguilar back out for his second inning of relief, and Stefanik to lead it off. He swings and puts a charge into one deep center field. That's going to be over the head of Fletcher, and one hop the fence, and Michael Stefanik into second base with a double, and he stays perfect on the night. He's now 3-for-3, and he's reached base all four times he's come up as he jumps on the first pitch by Aguilar here in the seventh inning, and he becomes the first batter to reach versus Miguel. Leadoff double, and the Bees have had the leadoff man aboard in all but two innings tonight, and that's been a big reason why they have this lead. And here is Orlando Martinez, and he takes up high, ball one. Martinez 1-for-3, a two-run double in the first. He has grounded out to the right side of the infield twice after that. Here's the pitch, and it is low and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Swing and a foul back, and it's 2-1. Pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's 2-2. Two will have to wait as time was granted late to Martinez. Aguilar had just started getting into his motion. Two balls and two strikes to Orlando Martinez. The pitch is away, a breaking ball away. And a full count. The swing and a little flare into shallow center. Tucker pursues, but that'll drop in for a hit. And it'll be picked up by the center fielder Fletcher, holding at third base Stefanik. He had to make sure that ball wasn't going to be caught. And with nobody out, he was in no hurry to discern if that ball was going to be caught or not. He knew he had the luxury of holding. He'd be fine getting to third with nobody out, which is where he is with Martinez at first. And a two-hit night for Martinez, so the Bees are threatening here in the seventh inning. And Monte Harrison coming up, and Mark Reed coming out. And he will take the ball from Miguel Aguilar. Did not get a chance to peek at who it was in the Aces pen, but looks like it's going to be J.B. Bukauskas coming on for Reno. So Bukauskas, the new pitcher, we'll talk more about him when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. The Bees looking for more runs. They lead the Aces 7-2 in the bottom of the seventh. And we're back to Smith's Ballpark after this on the Aces Digital Network.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at MountainMikesPizza.com or on their app.
Jamie Bukauskas, the new pitcher for the Aces. He deals and it's swung on and tapped toward the right side of the infield by Harrison. It's fielded by Cintron, who is handcuffed for a moment, and Cintron coming forward, able to make the overhand toss to first to get Harrison, but the Aces surrender a run in the process. I'm not sure there would have been a play at the plate anyways, even if Cintron wasn't handcuffed by that. Stefanik was going on contact, so it's a 4-3 put out in an RBI for Monte Harrison as Stefanik scores. Up to second base goes Orlando Martinez. And now Jose Gomez, who's in from the right side. And a pitch from Bukauskas is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. That run charged to Miguel Aguilar, who's also responsible for Martinez at second. It's now 8-2 B's. And it's on the way, and a swing and a miss. Slider from Bukauskas, and it's nothing in two. JB making his 15th appearance, all in relief, 0-1 with a 3.29 ERA. The 0-2 is swung on and pulled to third. It's going to be gloved by Kennedy. He'll look the runner Martinez back to second before throwing to first in time to get Gomez for out number two. So a nice start for Bukauskas, who in 14 and a third innings has given up 5 runs on 16 hits, 4 walks to 10 strikeouts. Bukauskas has been very good with Reno this season. Bukauskas had a rough outing his last time out, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits to Vegas on the 4th as that pitch is inside for ball 1. But had not allowed a run, earned or unearned, in 4 outings prior to that. There's the 1-0, and it is a strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Bukauskas facing Torii Hunter Jr., who's 1-3. Everybody has reached base for the Bees. Everybody but Keen Wong has a hit. Wong has walked twice and scored twice, though. There's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Good slider from Bukauskas. And now 1-2. Miguel Aguilar, an inning plus. Aguilar gave up 2 hits. To this point, he's allowed 1 run. He's still responsible for Martinez at second. No walks and 1 strikeout for Aguilar. Here's the 1-2, and a slider away, taken by Hunter. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomorrow, game 4 of this series, it'll be Danny Olivero for the Aces and Cesar Valdez, the ageless one, for the Bees. Here's the 2-2, and it is off the outside and a full count. That one just missed from Bukauskas, another slider. P- Payoff pitch and a swing and a shot toward the middle is going to be gloved by Cintron. It's going to be a long throw. It's not going to be in time at all. And Cedeno does a nice job coming off the bag and making sure that Orlando Martinez was not going to round third there. Cedeno knew that they weren't going to be able to get Torrey Hunter. That was a half swing by Hunter, and he put it toward the middle. And Cintron, by the time he fielded it, by the time he gloved it, was on the left side of the infield. And Cedeno did, or rather, Cintron did everything that he could there to try and get it to Cedeno at first base. But there was nothing more Cintron could have done. So it's an infield single. And now the pitch to Mulrine is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. So Martinez at third, Hunter at first, and Mulrine, who's 1 for 3. He singled in the fourth inning. 8-2 Salt Lake. And Bukauskas delivers, and it's in the dirt, stopped by Herrera. Another slider from JB. One ball and one strike. The 1-1. And it's low and outside, 2-1. And a swing and a tapper up toward third. It's going to be a long run for Kennedy. He comes in, fields, throws to first. A low throw picked nicely with a backhand by Cedeno. And that ends the inning. A nice play by Kennedy to get to that tapper. And a nice play on the backhand by Cedeno to save the throw. And the inning is over. The Bees do get another run on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 men left. So Bukauskas strands one of his 2 inherited runners. And again, the run that scored charged to the ledger of Miguel Aguilar. And we head to the 8th, Salt Lake 8 and Reno 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right, your face needs to eat too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Right-hander Elvis Piguero is on now for the Bees. We're in the top of the 8th inning, and it's 8-2 at Salt Lake. And the pitch to Dominic Fletcher is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Piguero, 6'5", 208 pounds from Cotuí in the Dominican Republic, and the pitch is taken for a strike on the inside corner. And it's nothing and two to Fletcher, who had a ground rule double his first time up. Since then, he's struck out looking and grounded into a double play. It's on the way, and Fletcher swings and misses at a pitch away, and down on strikes goes Fletcher for a second time, and Piguero opens with what is the seventh strikeout for B's pitching tonight. One away, and Jordan Luplo. Jake Kalish, the pitcher who preceded Piguero, retired six of the seven that he faced. The only blemish was the home run he allowed to Jose Herrera. Again, both Reno runs solo homers tonight. The last three Aces runs have been solo home runs. The pitch is low, ball one, going back to the only run they got last night, the home run off the bat of Luplo. One ball and no strikes to Luplo, who's in from the right side, and the pitch. And it's in the dirt. Piguero overcooked a fastball that time, and it's 2-0. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. Here's the 2-0. And that one is taken for a strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us from Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. Piguero with the 2-1, and it is low and outside, 3-1. And a swing and a chop toward third is going to stay fair. A deep third fielded by Gomez, and his throw to first is perfect. And Luplo is out number two. And he's 0 for 4 tonight. And with two away, Seth Beer coming up. Seth 0 for 3, robbed of an RBI single on a diving stop made by the second baseman Stefanik in the first. Since then, he has struck out looking and flied to center. Here's the pitch, and it is low and inside, ball one to Seth. A cluster of three Bs to the right of second. Palamaki, the shortstop, as well to the right of second. The third baseman, Gomez, playing the shortstop spot in this shift. And a 1-0. And Seth takes low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. 8 runs, 12 hits for the Bs. 2 runs, 6 hits, an error for the Aces. And a swing and a miss, and now 2-1. And a swing and a chop foul through the first base coach's box, and now 2-2. On the way, and a swing and a miss, and down on strikes goes Beer, who strikes out for a second time, and Elvis Piguero bookends an impressive perfect eighth inning with strikeouts, and nothing across for the Aces in the eighth. The Bs leading 8-2, they'll try and add on. We go to the bottom of the eighth next from Smith's Ballpark on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Mitchell Stumpo on to pitch for the Aces in the bottom of the eighth inning, and he deals a called strike to Jake Palamaki, who's 1-for-4. Palamaki, an infield single, a run scored in the first inning. The Bees leading 8-2. And Stumpo, the fourth Aces pitcher of the night, takes over for J.B. Bukauskas, and the pitch is in tight. Bukauskas came on with runners at the corners and nobody out in the seventh inning. He allowed one of his inherited runners to score on a ground out. But otherwise, did a really nice job. Did a nice job even with that ground out. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it is a half-hearted wave by Palamaki for a strike, and it's 1-2. But to Bukauskas, one scoreless inning. He gave up one hit, an infield single, no walks, and no strikeouts. Again, Miguel Aguilar was charged with that run. One ball, two strikes. And Stumpo delivers, and it is a check swing by Palamaki, and he went around on the appeal, says Ben Sontag, the third base umpire. So a nasty pitch there from Stumpo. And with one away, Keen Wong coming up. Mitchell Stumpo has not allowed an earned run in 12 consecutive games. And that streak began on July 29th. The pitch is swung on and lifted to left center field, and coming to his right is Dominic Fletcher to make the catch with a head of steam. That is great closing speed there by Fletcher, and that is out number two. Obviously, we've seen Fletcher cover ridiculous ground this season. And with two away, Dylan Thomas coming up. I thought that ball was getting down. Two away for Thomas, who's 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Stumpo's streak ties the longest in the PCL with Kyle Bearclaw on the other side in this game right now. Mauricio Yovera had a 15-appearance streak without allowing an earned run as that pitch is up and away, ball one. That ran from April 5th to July 12th. Mauricio Yovera was ridiculous this season with Sacramento. One ball and no strikes to Dylan Thomas. The 1-0, and Thomas takes in tight, 96 on that heater from Stumpo, and it's 2-0. Again, that odd alignment where Cintron, the second baseman, is playing on the grass and right. Looks like he's in the shift, but it's not a shift. Tucker, the shortstop, still to the left of second, that pitch away, and it's 3-0. Peeking ahead to the Aces' ninth, it'll be Cedeno, Canzone, and Kennedy. 5, 6, and 7 in the order. And I believe it's Oliver Ortega warming in the bullpen. The 3-0 pitch is right there for a strike, and it's 3-1. It is Oliver Ortega. The 3-1 in tight. It spins Thomas back, and may have actually hit him. Doesn't matter. It would have been ball four anyways. Let's see if we could take a look on the replay. I believe that it does go as a hit by pitch. I think it did graze him. So one on. And here is Stefanik, who's not been retired tonight. Stefanik 3-for-3, reaching base all four times, two RBI singles. He was hit and scored in the fifth, and he doubled and scored in the seventh. And the pitch to Stefanik is inside, ball one. Again, when Stefanik was hit in the fifth inning, it looked like it may have grazed his elbow guard. home plate umpire Jonathan Biaretta missed it, and then the umpire's conference. And it was Ben Sontag, the third base umpire, saying he thought that it did hit Stefanik because that swung on and missed. 93 on that pitch from Stumpo, and it's 1-1. And with that call being made with the third baseman Sontag overruling the home plate umpire, Gil Velasquez came out of the dugout, argued was ejected. That pitch is a strike on the outside, 86 from Stumpo, and he's ahead, one ball and two strikes to Michael Stefanik with a runner at first base, Dylan Thomas, and two outs. The 1-2, and it is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Dre Jameson, the Aces starter, on the hook for this. He went five innings. He allowed seven runs. They were all earned on nine hits. He walked two, hit a batter, and struck out four. 2 balls, two strikes, and a pitch. And a check swing on a ball that ricochets away. He went around, and the ball picked up by the catcher Herrera, and he'll throw to first to complete the strikeout of Stefanik, who was giving himself up anyways, and that ends the inning. That was odd because they had to wait for the appeal of the check swing, and Stefanik had backed away, so he hadn't charged up the line. He could have taken first, may have made it had he gone right away, but again, a strikeout and a 2-3 on the putout to complete that strikeout and end the inning. For Stumpo, his second strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And last call time for the Aces. We go to the ninth. The B's 8 and the Aces 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Chop Stop. For fully customized chop salads. Delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Anger is a serious problem in Reno, but we're here to tell you about something even more serious, spicy chicken addiction. If you're experiencing symptoms of spicy chicken addiction, Teriyaki Madness offers a huge variety of bowls brimming with fresh ingredients that are MSG-free and made to order. Download the Teriyaki Madness app and they'll even give you some free food to help immediately. Or just visit Teriyaki Madness in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness, you gotta have this.
Last chance for the Aces going to the top of the ninth inning at Smith's Ballpark. Zach Beirute, glad to have you with us from Salt Lake City. The Aces have two solo homers tonight, and the Bees have an 8-2 lead. And the pitch from Oliver Ortega, the new right-hander for Salt Lake, is fouled back by Cedeno, and it's nothing and one. Cedeno 0-2. He has grounded to third and struck out swinging. He's also walked. Second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle. And the 0-1 is in the dirt to the outside, and it's one ball and one strike. It's a non-save situation for Ortega, who's making his 19th relief appearance, 2-1, a 6.97 ERA. 20 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 16 earned runs on 28 hits, 8 walks, 22 Ks. That pitch is inside, and it's 2-1 to Cedeno to be followed by Canzone and Kennedy. The second baseman, Stefanik, shaded toward the middle, but a balanced infield. And Harrison, the center fielder, is towards right center, the 2-1. And it's inside, and it's 3-1 now. Aces would certainly take a walk here. You got to start somewhere. It would help to have a man on to start this ninth inning. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a high pop-up. This is way up there, shallow right. Stefanik going out, Martinez coming in. Martinez settles underneath, and he makes the catch. For out number one, Martinez had a long way to come in, but that ball was hit almost to that bright moon up there. So Martinez able to get camped, and there's one away. And Dominic Canzone Pitchers of record are Ryan Smith and Dre Jameson. Smith on the winning side, Jameson on the losing side. And it would be Dre's 12th loss this season. Three to the right of second with the shifts. And the left-handed hitting Canzone in the box. And the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and it's a strike, Athanese. And now nothing in two. No balls, two strikes to Canzone, who again has walked, struck out, and grounded to short. Buddy Kennedy is coming up next. Pitch is swung on and missed, and Canzone is down on strikes. And with that, likely his five-game hit streak comes to an end.
Number 16, Buddy Kennedy.
So for Ortega, his first strikeout, and now the Aces are one out away from suffering their second straight loss after winning the opener of this series. And the pitch to Buddy is taken for a strike. It's nothing and one. Again, tomorrow, another 5:35 first pitch here from Smith's Ballpark. It'll be Danny Olivero, who was impressive in his first PCL start. He'll start for the Aces. A swing and a line drive up the left field line. A fair ball and to the corner. Buddy Kennedy has his first hit of the night. And it's a double. So the Aces still have some life here. And Jose Herrera coming up next. Cesar Valdez, the former Reno ace, an original ace from 2009. The ageless one is on the mound for the Bees. So tomorrow, get ready for a lot of change-ups and 83-mile-an-hour fastballs. But they have been effective. Valdez has worked to a sub-4 ERA, which you know in this league is impressive. There's the pitch, and it is swung on and pulled foul to the right side, and nothing and one to Herrera. They're in the top of the fourth inning in Sacramento, and Vegas has a 6-2 lead, so today might not be a day where the Aces see their magic number dwindle. There's the 0-1, and a swing and a chop to the right side. It's going to be backhanded by Wong, the first baseman, makes the overhand throw to Ortega, who gets to the bag for a 3-1 put out. That ends the ballgame. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left as the Aces can't make anything of that two-out double by Kennedy. Our final totals tonight, the Bees, 8 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. The Aces, 2 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher, Ryan Smith, he's now 2-6. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, he's now 5-12, and there was no save. And we'll have the official time of the ballgame and the paid attendance coming up on the postgame portion of our broadcast, which is coming up next from Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. Again, our final score, the Bees 8 and the Aces 2, and the postgame is next on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Welcome back inside Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. Zach Beirutti, glad to have been with you for this one as it has gone final. It's the Bees 8 and the Aces 2. So after dropping the opener of this series, the Bees have rallied here at home to defeat the Aces in back-to-back games. And let's get you started with our final game totals. For the Bees, 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded. For the Aces, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 6. The winning pitcher, Ryan Smith, now 2-6. Dre Jameson suffers the loss, now 5-12. No save in a game that took 2 hours and 25 minutes in the paid attendance tonight was 4,401. 4,401, the announced paid crowd here at Smith's Ballpark. Well, the story here was runs early for the Bees. They got five in the first two innings, and as it turned out, that would be plenty. In the bottom of the first, Jake Palamaki reached on an infield single, a ball that kicked off the glove of Giancarlo Cintron, who was ranging to his right to try and make a backhand play. And then Keen Wong walked, putting runners at first and second after an errant pickoff attempt at second base by Dre Jameson allowed them to get to second and third. Dylan Thomas struck out, but then Michael Stefanik, an RBI single, and Orlando Martinez, a two-run double. And that gave the Bees a 3-0 lead. And Salt Lake added to its lead in the second inning, a leadoff single by Torrey Hunter. And then after Jameson got back-to-back outs, it looked like he might settle in that second inning. But Keen Wong would walk, and then Dylan Thomas and Michael Stefanik back-to-back two-out RBI singles, and that made it 5-0. And those RBI singles were so deflating, obviously because they came with two outs. And again, as I mentioned, it looked like Jameson might get through that inning and start to settle in, but it was not to be for Dre tonight. That made it 5-0. And that's where it stayed until the Aces finally got on the board. And we fast forward to the fifth inning. Really not much doing for the Aces. They wasted a one-out double by Fletcher in the first. They couldn't make anything of two on with two out in the second. And then a leadoff triple went to waste in the third. Giancarlo Cintron extending his hit streak to eight games with that leadoff triple. But Fletcher struck out, Luplo lined out, and Beer would strike out to end that inning. And at that point, you kind of knew that it was going to be one of those nights for the Aces, quite frankly. Reno did get on the board in the fifth inning. Cole Tucker, his first hit back off the IL, a towering home run to left. Cole's second in an Aces uniform. That made it 5-1. But the Bees came right back in the bottom of the fifth inning. Michael Stefanik was grazed by a pitch to start that inning. The home plate umpire, Jonathan Biaretta, missed that call. Stefanik had gestured like he was hurting, like he had been clipped by that pitch, kind of shaking out his arm. He never started toward the line. And then Lou Marson, the manager of the Bees, came out, had the umpire's conference, and I think it was Ben Sontag, the third base umpire, overruling the home plate umpire that the ball had indeed hit Stefanik. So Gil Velasquez, obviously perturbed at that point, came out of the dugout to argue, and he would be thrown out. So just a footnote in this game. Two batters later, Monte Harrison singled, and then Jose Gomez, a two-run double to center, a ball that Fletcher never saw in the twilight. Not that it mattered. It hit about three-quarters of the way up the fence, and that made it a 7-1 ball game. And Jameson would get through the fifth, but he gave up seven runs, all earned on nine hits. He walked two, hit a batter, and he struck out four. The Aces got a run back in the seventh inning. Top of the seventh, it was a home run by Jose Herrera, his second since being optioned back by the D-backs. That made it 7-2, but the Bees would get that run right back in the bottom of the seventh. The leadoff double by Stefanik, an ensuing single by Martinez to put runners at the corners. Out went Miguel Aguilar, in came J.B. Bukauskas, and Monte Harrison facing him first, grounded out to bring in Stefanik from third. The run was charged to Aguilar, and that made it 8-2. That was the last run of the ballgame. Aguilar went an inning plus, gave up one run on two hits. Bukauskas a scoreless inning, and then Stumpo with a scoreless eight. For the Bees, Jake Lee started this game, obviously did not qualify for the win. He went 2 2/3, scoreless, gave up three hits. Ryan Smith, who got the win tonight, 2 1/3, he allowed one run. It was earned on two hits while striking out three. Jake Kalish, two innings, allowing the home run to Herrera. That was the only hit that he allowed. And then Elvis Piguero and Oliver Ortega, each a scoreless inning down the stretch. And that's how it went down tonight here in Salt Lake. The Bees in control from the start with an 8-2 win over the Aces. Again, our final totals. Salt Lake, 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 8 stranded. Reno, 2 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 6. The winning pitcher, Ryan Smith, now 2-6. The losing pitcher, Dre Jameson, now 5-12. No save in a game that took 2 hours and 25 minutes, 4,401. The paid crowd tonight here at Smith's Ballpark. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, two finals, and outside of this one, that is, in 10 innings, Oklahoma City walks it off over Tacoma 5-4. The Dodgers beat the Rainiers. It was Round Rock 3 and Sugar Land nothing. So Sugar Land blanked by Round Rock, and the Express hanging in there with the Dodgers in the West. Elsewhere, games still in progress. El Paso and Albuquerque tied 4-4. This becomes a huge game for El Paso as they try and hang in that race in the East. And we mentioned the Aviators are leading the Rivercats 6-2, and if Sacramento does not rally in that game, then the Aces magic number would remain at 11 going into tomorrow's action. That's the out-of-town scoreboard on this Thursday, September 8th, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, game four of this series, Danny Olivero makes a start for the Aces after an impressive PCL debut the other day. And he'll be opposed by right-hander Cesar Valdez, the 37-year-old righty, 8-5 with a 3.82 ERA. And he has continued to impress for Salt Lake. And for Cesar Valdez, an ace from 2009, he is second in the league in ERA going into tomorrow's action. 5:35 Pacific time, first pitch. Our pregame coverage on the radio at 5:25 p.m. Pacific time. And we hope you'll join us for that. And that about does it for us tonight from Smith's Ballpark. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. I do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff, Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side, A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden on the social media, and for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball. I'm Zach Beirute saying so long from Smith's Ballpark tonight. Again, our final score, the Bees 8 and the Aces 2. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. 5:25, our pregame coverage begins. First pitch set for 5:35 p.m. Pacific time. We'll look forward to having you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, and so long from Salt Lake City.